And welcome here, Sports Talk 1080, the team Orlando, Sports Talk 1040, the team Tampa Bay, and of course, SportsTalkFlorida.com. Eric Lopez with you as we continue our college baseball season previews of 2014. We preview today the Florida State Seminoles, a team that's jam-packed with a lot of returners, a team that's ranked in the top five. In most of the polls, you'll see they're number five in the Baseball America, number six in Baseball America, number five in collegiate baseball, and much high expectations, as always, in Tallahassee. And joining us now, of course, as the Florida State Seminoles get set to start their season, assistant coach Mike Martin Jr. Joins us now. And, Coach, another season just around the corner. It doesn't get old, does it?
No, it doesn't. It's hard to believe that here we are again, especially when I'm looking outside and it's sleeting and hailing right now. It doesn't seem like it's baseball season.
No, the weather is definitely not baseball weather. Hopefully it'll get better by the time the season starts. I know when we spoke last year, what a difference a year makes. Last year you had so many questions, new guys on the team. This year you got a lot of guys coming back. Talk about the difference when you have an experienced team, a lot of guys coming back from a nucleus from last year coming back as the approach from a coaching standpoint.
Well, it definitely enables you to sleep a little bit better. you've got some veterans around, and we do. You start thinking about Justin Gonzalez and John Nagowski and Brizuela and DJ Stewart, guys that have been in the program, and it definitely helps. We were probably a week away mentally and physically from being ready for our season to start, and we still have 2.5 weeks till we actually crank it up. So we're definitely ahead at this point because we've got that leadership.
And you mentioned the leadership, and of course, everybody's been talking about your rotation, how as experienced as any in the country, among the best. You could argue you've got three Friday night starters on your weekend staff with Luke Weaver, who's your ace last year. You got Mike Compton coming back from Tommy John surgery. You got Lee Brandt. How good is this staff potentially for you guys?
Oh, it's up there. There's no question about it. I've been 17 years with this program, and it's best that I've seen, but again, it's on paper. They've got to push each other. When you start talking about the guys that really were good in this program when it came to pitching, it was because the guy beside them was pushing them. And I really believe that Lee Brandt will push Compton, and Compton will push Weaver, and it'll be a fun but competitive rivalry, if you will. Who wants to be the number one guy for Florida State? We don't know.
No, and how has Compton looked? He missed all of last year. How's he looked so far? Is there going to be an innings limit with him, or is he ready to go pretty much as much as you need to use him?
Yeah, he's fine. I mean, literally, there's no holding him back at all, no restraints at all. He's actually ahead of the other guys in pitch count because, back in November and December, he had to really push it, which put him ahead of everybody else as far as pitch count. So he's fine. He's ready to go. And people forget, when he got hurt last year, it was at the very end of fall. And we had already said as a staff, we didn't announce it, but he was so good, he was our number one going into last year. And, of course, he got hurt, and it was devastating to us. But, he's back, and he's really good.
And then you've got a senior who's going to start in the midweek, which is very rare in college baseball today. I mean, a lot of times in midweeks, you've got to come out with someone there to it's kind of wide open on a given week-to-week basis, but you've got a proven guy that's going to be your midweek.
Yeah, and he's won about 82% of his games and over the years, and he's a good one. Pete Miller will be a bit surprised if he pitches in the major leagues. I mean, he's got a changeup that's very, very impressive. He's 90-92. Very athletic. He played some offense for us back his freshman year. He could do a lot of good things.
How is the bullpen looking? I mean, that's always been a strength of yours. It seems like every year you're trying to replace a strong closer. No different this year. How's that looking?
Yeah, that's our focus. Jameis is the guy that we're looking to do that with. But, he's got a lot to learn, and he's got to get better. He knows it. There's other guys down there that are pushing for a closer's role. Gage Smith, been a four-year guy for us. He's gotten a lot of critical outs. And, left-handers down there. You got Billy Strode and Holtman and Dylan Silva and guys like that. So we've got some guys down there.
Of course, you mentioned Jameis Winston. He's a little bit more famous and popular on campus since he came in last year with the football. I know that you guys followed him around to the Heisman Trophy and the BCS title game. And baseball got a lot of pub for that, a lot of the stories referenced towards the baseball. Just talk about what it was like to see him accomplish what he accomplished at football and at the same time benefiting baseball from the standpoint it got a lot of attention to the program.
It did, and we're so proud of him, happy for him. It's just something that you'll never see again, unless he does it next year. You'll never see a baseball player win a Heisman Trophy. It just doesn't happen. So it did bring a lot of great attention to us, and our guys are excited about the about a fans that we're going to have. I'm sure we're going to break records as far as fans this year, and that's good. It's good for all of us because our ultimate goal is getting to Omaha and learning to play in front of a lot of people. There's going to be 25,000 of them out there, so you might as well get used to it when you're in your own ballpark.
Of course, your program is so used to national attention. It's used to a lot of attention. Does that help in this situation that while there might be a lot of the casual attention that you normally may not get from the non-college baseball fan, you guys have dealt with this kind of stuff before, even going back to, say, a Deion Sanders who played a baseball or other athletes in that university that's played multiple sports?
Yeah, we do have a lot of data when it comes to these situations of two-sport guys. And the boss is incredible at it. He says this is the way it's going to be and sits the kids down, and there is no surprises, and it's worked, and it's not going to phase us. We're going to get the maximum out of him offensively and on the hill, and our players don't mind him being around. They love him. He's just Jameis, just Jay Boo to them. And he came over the very next day when we got back off the plane from Pasadena, and it's just like it was last year, and he's goofing around, enjoying himself, but he gets serious when he steps between those lines.
Is he going to be exclusive pitcher, or is he still going to play some of the outfield and DH? Because you've got a lot of depth also on the offensive side, so that's going to be an interesting adjustment for him as well.
Yeah, we're planning on doing both. He's got to earn it, and he's right there in the mix, competing offensively and pitching-wise, and again, the best man wins the job.
Offensively, of course, coming back is DJ Stewart's getting a lot of national attention. Hit 364 last year. He's coming in as a sophomore. What do you expect from DJ Stewart, and kind of what is around him?
Yeah, that's the key. It's what's going to be around him. The DJ's there in the middle, and he's going to give you some primo numbers. He's only going to be able to do that if somebody's there to protect him, and that's what we're trying to figure out. You got Gonzalez, you got Brizuela. You've got Winston, you've got some guys that you're trying to figure out, who's your most productive guy behind him, because you've got to force teams to pitch to Stewart.
You look at Stewart, obviously. How good can he be? I know you raved about him before even last year started, and of course, he had the monster year. How good can he be at FSU?
I do think he'll be one of the, the top 10 guys, outfielders we've had in the program. And you go back and look, we've had – we've been very blessed to have a bundle of them and some really good ones. But, I think he's a – and it's hard to put numbers with the dead bat era that we're in. But hitting 10 home runs is a big deal with these bats. And I think he'll hit 12, 15, and, drive in 70 and, really be a force.
How big is it getting Justin Gonzalez back healthy? Obviously, got hurt last year as well. He's going to be at short, a senior leader like that. How big is to have him back?
Oh, it's huge. Like I said earlier, that we're so ahead of schedule because we can zip through, bunt defenses and the first and third defenses and cuts and relays, as a team stuff, because it's Gonzo. You got Gonzo and Sansone and Brizuela and Nagalski. Those guys, they've been around. And it's old hat for him. And, again, this time last year, we were worried about getting everything implemented and getting it set. And it's good to have guys that are familiar.
You look in the schedule. It's another tough schedule. You open the season with Niagara. You host Georgia. You play Miami in a non-conference series. It won't count towards the ACC schedule because you can't play everybody in the ACC. So kind of like the old days, Miami and FSU in a big non-conference series early in the year. Of course, you have Florida, as you always do in the midweeks. And then the ACC still loaded with six teams in the top 25 with the Miamis and the NC States. It's just another tough schedule that will certainly prove its mettle.
It absolutely will. And that's what you have to have to make it through a year is the pitching depth. And, we feel like we've got some, but we've got to keep them healthy. We've got to keep motivating them and keep them healthy, and because you're only going to go as far as your pitching takes you. And, that is the key to the season. But, look at the back end of the schedule. You got University of Minnesota. They can play. Midweeks with UCF, USF, Florida, it is. It'll probably be the number one schedule in the country. And, we've tried to prepare our guys for that. And, so far they're accepting the challenge in regards to their work ethic.
How much of a benefit it is to play, go, for example, bus to an Orlando, play UCF, USF, and Tampa. You get quality games on a bus trip on a midweek with budgets the way they are now in college athletics that you don't have to go out of state to schedule quality games in a midweek.
Yeah, it is very beneficial because you want those guys, those fourth and fifth starters to face somebody that knows what the heck they're doing, because you're going to need them in postseason play. Somebody's going to have that spot start late in the season, in postseason, or give you some innings from two through six innings in a super regional when something doesn't go right with one of your starters. And it is crucial and it is beneficial. There's no doubt about it.
You look at the ACC. How do you guys look at the outlook in the ACC? There's so much quality now, and there's more teams in it now. Notre Dame's in the conference now. How do you see the ACC this year?
I see it as a bloodbath. I think it's going to be the number one conference in the country. I literally think there's seven teams that legitimately have a shot to go to Omaha, and I'm not just blowing smoke. I really think that there's that kind of quality. I think it's going to be very difficult. I think the ones that are going to be able to keep them healthy because they have bullpens, meaning, go use your bullpen instead of leaving that guy out there. And then towards the end of the season, your number one or number two starts to wear down. I think that's going to be crucial. And we're going to do it. We've discussed it as a staff because we're going to make sure that we're clicking on all cylinders late in the season. But I do think our conference will be the number one RPI conference in the country. I don't think it'll be close, to be honest with you.
And you might have the number one player that goes in the baseball draft in Rendon, the NC State pitcher, whichever. A lot of pro scouts love that guy. I mean, that's the thing. You guys not only have the best conference, one of the reasons you have guys that go to the next level and succeed.
Yeah, we do. And it's becoming, people say basketball conference, football, well, as far as per capita, what's going into the pro ranks? And who's going to be on TV for a long time? The ACC is pumping out a bunch of them. There's no doubt about it. And, it's only going to get better. Louisville's coming in, Notre Dame, and the conference is solid top to bottom. And Pitt, shoot, Pitt was ranked in the top 25
right
for all but 3 weeks, I think, last year. So they can play as well.
What's going to be the key now? Last question, I'll let you go. What's going to be the key for your team this year to be successful not only in the ACC but postseason and get to Omaha?
Maturity. It has to be a very mature team. I think the crowds and the media coverage and the circus-like, the Jameis factor, the circus-like, there's going to be people everywhere, and everywhere we go, people are going to want to be around Jameis and autographs. You just have to be able to be very mature. We challenged our guys, and I'm sure they'll be up for the challenge.
Is that something you address with the guys? Is that something you and senior address with the players of, hey, this is what this year could be a little different from that standpoint? You're going to get a lot of distractions, perhaps. Is that something you address early on?
Yes, we have. And then you just sit back and watch. And if you like what you're seeing, 3 weeks into the season, then you're going to be a good club. If you don't like the way they're reacting to the Sports Center and the ESPN and everybody else that's running around the team and the excitement, if they can't handle them, then we'll readdress it and try to, right the ship, if you will.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck. It should be a fun year. We look forward to seeing you when you come down to Central Florida, when you play UCF on March 11th and March 12th, and then you come back into Land in May to play Stetson. So I know a lot of Noles fans will look forward to seeing you in Central Florida. Appreciate you taking the time from your busy schedule. Good luck this year, and we'll talk down the road.
Sounds great. Thank you.
No problem. Mike Barton Jr. joining us there to kind of preview the Florida State season. High expectations. You heard it from here. And it should be fascinating, to say the least. Jameis Winston, going to be the closer, probably play some outfield as well. Thanks to Mike Martin Jr. for joining us on the program here to preview the Florida State 2014 season. Appreciate you taking the time here on Sports Talk 1080 The Team Orlando, Sports Talk 1040 The Team Tampa Bay, SportsTalkFlorida.com. Make sure you check it out all the time for Elo Online Podcast and much more. I'm Eric Lopez. We'll talk to you next time and talk to you soon.